Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
How do you feel about Brad Holmes? How do you feel about the Lions after the deadline? 248-539-9797. A lot of guys yesterday saying, I don't think he'll do anything. They were right. Sadly. Disappointing is your word, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated. It felt like he missed an opportunity to solidify the offensive line, or at least put a little more emphasis on making sure that unit is playing their best ball.
Well, and this is the one time where his actions haven't followed his words, where he told us, yes, we always have to water the garden, asked about the offensive line and going into the draft. And he hasn't. He hasn't watered the offensive line. He hasn't put in reinforcements. He hasn't built it the way that he originally did.
And in that way, I think he's letting his team down. And I don't say that often. He's done such a good job here, but he's the general sending his troops into war wounded. They could still win the battle because they're gutty and gritty, and you know, hell, we're not saying cancel the season on November 5th. I want to stress that to people. Like, they're going to be in the mix, but what is it going to yield if you're going into battle wounded? If what used to be the strength of this football team is what unravels them. I mean, this is not a one-week thing, what we saw against Minnesota, and it won't be a one-week thing when you have to string together four consecutive playoff wins to win a Super Bowl.
And in about, 10 days' time, we'll get a chance to see Brad Holmes' team go up against Howie Roseman's team.
And that perspective, Tom, I know you got a thought. Go ahead, and then we'll play Howie audio.
I was just going to say, I think maybe he has overlooked that he inherited two first-round picks on the offensive line. And he did replenish it initially with Sewell, but didn't put that same investment back in. You know, like, he got off to a good start with that. That was the one thing he had when he got this job.
Ragnow and Decker.
Yeah.
Now
they're paying the price because one's gone and the other one is getting old.
Yeah. Well, Sewell ended up being the best pick you could possibly use to start this franchise because then it anchored everything up front.
And I like the decision to move on from Jonah Jackson. But what did they do at that point? They brought in Zeitler. This year, they lose Frank. And, it's after free agency. It's after the draft. And they had, you know, what they thought was watering the garden with Mahogany, who we liked at the end of last year, and with Tate Ratledge as the pick. But when you lose Frank Ragnow, and now your center is Graham Glasgow, and no one expected Graham to be Frank.
But you're using Band-Aids.
Right, that's my point.
That's the issue.
And I don't believe philosophically, and I think you agree, John, you don't Band-Aid offensive lines in the NFL.
That's why when you upgrade in 1 year of going from Jonah Jackson to Zeitler, you anticipate that when you lose Zeitler, you're going to do the same thing and you're going to upgrade or at least remain the same at that position.
Yeah. We'll get the phone calls. We'll get the ticket texts. We'll play a little Howie Roseman audio. We also have Lions tickets to give away this hour on the show. On Wednesdays, we play Name That Lion.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are new, this is how it works. This hour on the show, we're going to hand out some clues. Three clues. You can't call in until you hear the voice guy tell you to. If you call in early, Greg's going to hang up on you. Greg's a nice guy. Don't make Greg be a bad guy. Wait to call in to name the lion. Listen for the three clues this hour. And I will give you this heads up. It's a little tricky this week. So pay attention. Howie Roseman's the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's won not one, but two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks. He's been to three Super Bowls. The philosophy that he has, he spoke on that yesterday. To 488-539-9797. The contrast is pretty clear there. Let's get to TJ in Kalamazoo.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
So, it is a letdown that Brad Holmes didn't address the need for another guard. But I just want to preview who we play in the next, let's say, 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Jalen Carter, Michael Parsons, Kenny Clark, Quinn Williams, Jared Verse, TJ Watt, Alec Highsmith. I just hope the
Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
You hope the offense... We all hope the offense stays intact. You can't absorb any other injuries.
No, and that's the thing is your margin for, I don't want to say error, your margin to be able to replace offensive linemen is, it's almost none.
You could say it's a slippery slope. There's a multiplier effect, right? When you lose one, everybody has to pick up the slack. You lose two, and very quickly, you're staring uphill. You know, and if you're Jared Goff, that's a bad spot to be in.
And here's the thing, too, is, okay, yeah, you're going to Washington, and they're beat up, and they're not the team that they were last year. What did we hear about the injury report this week? Is that, you know, there's a chance Decker and Sewell might not play. And I didn't see, you know, who was at practice yesterday or...
We really don't know until Thursday, Friday anyway.
Right, and Tuesday, there's probably no practice anyway, but... you know, when you're going into a game with this list of injuries and the trade deadline is staring you in the face, it's just a missed opportunity.
Yeah, you're disappointed. You're frustrated. You know, at the same time, I was texting with Valeni yesterday. I go, how'd the show go? Because I didn't catch their live, you know, blowing of a gasket.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Jim, you know it's bad when I had to talk some people off of the ledge. Like, the season didn't end yesterday.
No.
It may feel daunting going into battle with this group up front, but you're still going to have your shot. It's just going to be harder. He made it harder on his team.
Yeah, and guys are going to have to pick it up.
Holmes has wasted second-day picks on Manu, Martin, Hooker, Rakestraw, and Vaki. Then he spent 2/3 on Tesla, but don't play him and instead play Raymond. Why? Ticket Texter goes on to say, unconscionable Holmes would not use a single pick on a player that could help this team at this deadline. Because that's the other thing, John. I think offensive line was the big need. There was a guard moved for a future sixth. If you don't like that player, fine. I still would have wanted to see a guard. He also could have just added a different player at a different position, right?
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't
sure.
make any moves.
They didn't make any moves. And I am curious, because we asked Dan yesterday about Isaac Tesla. And we thought that when they drafted Tesla... that it maybe meant the last years of J-Mo in Detroit.
Right.
But then they extended him. And now we're not seeing the impact of Tesla. In fact, to that, you know, caller and texter's point, we're seeing more Khalif Raymond.
Now, Dan did tell us yesterday, I want to get more Tesla. And I know the midday show asked Goff about it. He said, yeah, man.
I love throwing the ball to him.
Yeah, you were listening too.
Yeah.
Did you catch the end when they asked him about people trick-or-treating as Goff at his house?
I did. I'll remember his answer.
He just said, yeah, it's flattering or whatever. Sure. It's a funny image of like, yeah. They know it's his house, he said, and they'll show up and mm-hmm. they're dressed as 16 with a football helmet.
Right, yeah. And he did say that they stepped up. They're a full candy bar house.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to Lucas in Plymouth. Lucas, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
So let's get straight to the point. I think Brad Holmes has obviously built this roster the right way over the past couple of years. But if they're really talking like Super Bowl contenders, they obviously need the offensive line to be elite, which as we've seen, they haven't been too much recent in past couple of games, especially like depth at tackle. Goff is obviously like a different quarterback when he stays clean and is able to stay in the pocket. So do you guys think that Holmes should be prioritizing protecting the offensive line core before paying luxury skill positions?
Yes.
Yes.
And so here's the thing, too, and I've talked about this. I have no idea why Kansas City continues to not protect Patrick Mahomes, but when they don't, what does Patrick Mahomes do?
He's able to get out of the pocket, which is something Goff can't do, as well as other quarterbacks.
Right, so they're able to put their resources in other places. Goff needs to be protected. He has to be protected to be the quarterback that we need him to be. And right now, especially in the last three games, he has not been protected.
Yeah, we've seen that, yeah. He's not able to run as well as Mahomes or
anyone else.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Josh Allen, any of those guys. We had our conversation yesterday about the least mobile quarterbacks in the history of football. I mean, he's on the list.
Yes.
Look, even if we take the deadline out of this and just, okay, fine, they didn't do anything. Let's just assess what they're working with now. His phone call is right. Like, if this team doesn't run the ball, if they don't protect Jared Goff, they're screwed. Like, we would have said that before the season, before knowing how this offensive line was going to look. We said, boy, if I told you the team was going to rank 15th in yards per carry average, if Goff was on pace to be sacked this season more times than any other season in his career, if I told you they were dealing with more third and longs and as a result were one of the worst third down offenses in football, you go, well, they're not winning a Super Bowl. And that's the world we're sitting in post-trade deadline. 248-539-9797. A lot of people worked up on the phones. We'll get more of your phone calls next. I do have your first clue. I played for the Dan Campbell Detroit Lions.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down. What are you doing?
You have to listen for more clues. It's 97.1. I tell you about KG Law. If someone you care about is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. Lawrence KG and KG Law specialize in car accidents, so you'll get that personal attention to detail from someone who cares about you. He's a Detroiter who built his business doing things the right way and delivering for his clients. KG Law has won millions of dollars, 98% success rate. Give him a call, 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. Check him out, kgcares.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get right to the people. Mike in Washington, day after the deadline. How are you feeling? You're on 97.1.
What's going on, Cookies? How are we doing, John?
Good morning.
Heather, I would never clone my dog, Heather. That's weird.
Right?
But no, I'm not.
I got to think about it a little bit more. Can I do it? Maybe?
I agree with Cookies. It didn't help us any. It actually made it harder. I don't agree with any of these textures, though. I think the Lions are still Super Bowl contenders. Maybe they did make that phone call to Zeitler and to your guy from the Browns. Maybe the number wasn't right. But what I have to say now, I know it's your job to talk about trade and everything. No more trade deadline talk. This is our team. Go win. I don't want to see no more games like the Bucks. I want to see no more games like the Vikings. No more games like the Chiefs where our offensive line is getting manhandled. I want to see us win. This is your team, Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Go out. Show us what we do. Go run the ball. Go establish the pass. Play our brand of football. This is what we got left. I don't want to see 3, 4, 5 more losses. I want to see a 12-5 team at the end of the year that wins the North with the guys we have.
Look, there is a turn the page element of this. I mean, it's not going to be today for us on the show, but yes, eventually you turn the page and you got a season to play.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to play Washington, you're going to play Philly, you're going to play the rest of the season. But the thing is, do I think this is still a playoff team? Absolutely. Do I think they could, you know, make it to the Super Bowl? Yes. It just is going to be a tough road because you're banged up on the offensive line, and even the guys that you had playing were not getting the job done.
Ticketek says, I'm fine with letting Brad cook, but I'd really like it if he was actually in the kitchen.
Okay.
I thought that was funny. He sat over a pot of boiling water and it all evaporated. Like, we're waiting. A year ago, they did something to address an injured group on the D-line. This year, did nothing to address an injured group on the O-line. I get it. Offensive linemen are rarely traded for. It's hard to acquire them. It's also hard to win a Super Bowl. You're one of the best general managers in football. Don't leave your team hanging. Don't let your guys down. Don't go into battle wounded. But now they're going to have to fight like a wounded animal down the stretch and fight and claw for everything. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Jeff. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering, how come they never use, like, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams to do, like, reverses when they got the two fastest guys on the field?
I don't have an answer to that question. I agree with you that there are a lot of ways. I know everybody says, you know, hey, throw the ball to J-Mo deep. There are other ways to get the ball in J-Mo's hands where you don't have to rely on pass protection. You can rely on ball handling skills in the backfield, misdirection, and you can get him the ball. It's not going to be, you know, once every time that they're on the field, but as a change of pace throughout the course of the game, yeah, I think they can get the ball in J-Mo's hands in a lot of different ways. Same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Campbell said the same thing at one of the press conferences this week. Yeah, he would like to see those guys get the ball in space more. If you're going to send guys...
Oh, did he bring back speed and space?
I don't think he used that phrase.
Oh, no?
Was that a Josh Gattisism?
Yeah. Speed and space.
The question was like spoon-fed to him. It's like, would you like to see those guys get the ball out in the open? And he goes, yeah, I would. Like,
of course we would.
Yeah, of course. A few ticket texts. It says, I'm so livid with the GM. I sold off my tickets I had for the season. Feels extreme. The Lions for 3 years had a chance. I can't get the taste out of my mouth of the Niners game from 3 years ago. This trade deadline could have been what the Lions need. We'll never know. I don't expect the Lions to be as great. They failed in the draft. They knew Ragnow was retiring, and they did nothing.
Well, I don't think they knew Ragnow was retiring. I knew that. I think they thought that there was a chance he was. And even if you didn't expect him to retire, it goes back to what are you doing in free agency to solidify the offensive line, even before the draft? Because free agency happens, you know, at the beginning of March. Draft isn't until the end of April. And Frank didn't retire until after both of those. But you knew you didn't have Zeitler.
Yeah. And the combo, again, the multiplier effect.
So even if you had Frank, you're still going into the season thinking that you're going to have Mahogany at one guard and then fill in the blank rookie on the other side.
It could still have been Ratledge.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
but
yeah,
at least
it was going to be. But yeah, but yeah. Whoever they ended up drafting was going to be the guy that was going to start in that spot because they didn't go out in free agency and do anything to solidify the offensive line.
And whatever you think of Graham Glasgow, he's not Frank Reich now.
Right.
He's not solidifying that two interior guys next to him. Tex says, hey, Jim, Holmes and Campbell know more than you ever will. Keep talking. I think they do know more football than I do. I also think Howie Roseman knows more football than I do. And Howie Roseman's built two different Super Bowl champions, doing it differently than Holmes and Campbell. So maybe they need to learn a little bit more from the guys who are actually winning Super Bowls. Speaking of Roseman, thanks for playing the Roseman audio. Can we break down the Flyers shootout last night? Go Birds, Ben in Farmington. Stop playing that audio of Roseman just because Mr. Philadelphia told you to. No, I thought people would... I won't say appreciate that audio, but I think it adds to the context of the day.
It's perspective of how other teams are doing it.
Yeah. Look, we are going to have that cloning conversation later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know we
I think it's very interesting.
I'm still thinking about it. 8 o'clock sound okay?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, we'll still talk about this. We got to get to Heather's news.
Well, Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield made history Tuesday night, winning the Detroit mayoral election and becoming the first woman to be elected to the city's top office. So she has served the city since 2013, made history in 2022 by becoming the youngest person to be elected as council president. She defeated Reverend Solomon Kinlock with 77% of the vote, and she has vowed to continue the city's momentum while also focusing renewed attention on neighborhoods, crime, and of course, other issues as well. Interesting story here. The LaFontaine dealership in St. Clair County has been shut down after allegedly selling used vehicles as new. So according to the Michigan Department of State, the dealership was registering new vehicles to the business to use as loaner vehicles, right, for customers. And then after they were used as loaners, the dealership resold them to customers as new. And some of these vehicles had up to 6,000 miles already on them. And the law, Michigan law, requires loaner vehicles that have been titled and registered to dealerships to be sold as used.
Okay. I was wondering if there was a number of, like, if you have a loaner vehicle
with certain mileage. With,
right. Is it under 5,000 miles? Is it under 3,000 miles?
It sounds like if it's by this law, I mean, it doesn't go into full detail, but it sounds like if they're titled and registered to dealerships as loaners, you then have to sell them as used.
Okay.
So they haven't been doing that. Now, a spokesperson for the dealership says the violation was just a clerical error, says the business immediately began working closely with the state officials to review internal processes, correct documentation, and ensure that everything is good moving forward. But it sounds like the dealership's license will remain suspended until it reaches an agreement with state regulators. Imagine Entertainment, which operates multiple movie theaters in the Metro Detroit area, is about to become a much larger company. So this European company reached an agreement to buy Imagine Theaters for $105 million. So I don't think you're going to go, if you go to the theater, I don't think you're going to see any big changes right off the bat. Everything is expected to kind of continue operating.
Same name.
As it already has. I'm not sure on that. Although it says it's not clear what, if any, changes moviegoers will expect in the future.
Business
as usual for now. That's a good question. I mean,
I try and get the hard-hitting ones.
That it would say it would be an imagine just owned by a new, larger corporation.
Part of why you buy a brand is the power of that brand.
Of the brand, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And they say about 6 million people visit Imagine Theaters every year, generating nearly $129 million in revenue. This is really cool. Former Lansing meteorologist who survived a stroke last year is now training for one of the world's toughest endurance competitions.
This is interesting.
It is running 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days.
Ugh.
What?
Just running a marathon, tough enough, and running
sure.
seven of them in 7 days, but then incorporate the travel of getting to each continent.
I can't imagine. So after his stroke, Jake Dunn made the decision to compete in the world race is what it's called. And it's basically, he said, you know what? Tomorrow isn't promised and I have this goal and I'm going to achieve it. It's a pretty big goal he has set. So the first marathon takes place in Antarctica. Then he goes to South Africa, Australia, Turkey, Colombia. And then there's one in Florida as well.
Does it say how much travel altogether it is?
What do you mean? How many hours of travel?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, or how many miles? Sometimes I'll put those stats in there. Hard-hitting questions.
You don't have answers.
I mean,
to.
I could Google the distance between.
I just wondered if the article said it. John. Because that's part of the equation is, you know, getting from Antarctica to where's the next one?
So Antarctica to South Africa. He'll go to Cape Town right after that. And then he'll go to Australia. And then Turkey, where he's going to be running one marathon in Asia and one in Europe from Turkey, and then
Colombia
and Florida.
Neighbors, yeah,
I just put it in. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Heather had it in her news earlier in the show. Tom Brady cloned his dog. Yeah. How do you feel about it? We'll get into that at 8 o'clock. Of course, we have more time for you guys to weigh in on the trade deadline and how you feel about Holmes and the team the rest of the way. I also have your second clue. Part of Name That Lion, your chance to win Lions tickets to their next home game against the New York Giants. Clue number 2, I caught exactly 1 touchdown as a Detroit Lion.
Mm.
1 touchdown reception as a Detroit Lion.
Okay.
Listen for clue number 3 and the sounder for your chance to win Lions tickets. It's 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Wings lost late last night, 1-0 in Vegas, 3-2 on the road trip, 4 points in the final four games, which was kind of our goal for this team. Keep it on the tracks and you go out west. Off to a 9-5 start on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Pistons will play tonight, 7 o'clock against the Utah Jazz at Little Caesars Arena. Deadline. How do you feel about the team? How do you feel about Holmes? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Ed. You're in Alpena. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. You know what? We know we need help on the opposite end from Aiden Hutchinson. We've known that for 2 years. Nothing's happened. We know we can't. Our secondary cannot stay healthy no matter what. And I feel like Brad Holmes is becoming the Dave Dombrowski of the Lions. Dave Dombrowski could never fix the back end of the bullpen, and I feel like Brad Holmes cannot fix the back end of this defense. And by sitting on our hands, we went from 2 years going to the NFC Championship to last year to semis. I think this year we are one and done. And then you got some big contracts coming, and I think the Super Bowl opportunity for this team, the window not only closed, I think it's been slammed shut.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. The back end of the defense has Kirby Joseph, who I know he's hurt right now, DJ Reed, and Brian Branch. Like
the guy, then, and my point, these guys can't stay healthy. How many games in the last 2 years have all three of them been on the field together?
Well, DJ Reed was in New York, so.
But Branch and Joseph played like
almost every game last year.
Almost every, if not all, of the games last year. Well, and the overall point is, the overall point's fine. If you want to say, hey, man, like, clock's ticking, you got to try to win while you got these dudes, I totally support that part of the phone call. I do. You know, I felt like the offensive line was the bigger need. As tough as it is to address offensive line at the deadline, it's a missed opportunity that they didn't bolster that group. Because, John, he is right. There's a world where that does them in earlier in the playoffs than even they made it last year.
Well, and so I guess my disappointment is more... It was more the fact that they didn't address the offensive line in the offseason versus the trade deadline. Because I know how difficult it is to add offensive linemen at the trade deadline, and then how difficult it is to get those players up to speed and playing and understanding the offense as you need it during the regular season, which is all part of why you don't see offensive linemen traded at the trade deadline very often.
It's rare. What's that stat that everybody's been floating? Now 8 offensive linemen dealt since 2002.
Right.
Including
at the trade deadline.
Including
yeah.
one yesterday. The Chargers desperately needed help on the O-line, and we were talking about this off air. This guy's going to get set up to fail. They traded for Trevor Penning,
yeah.
who came up on this show yesterday, is a left guard. Kind of has a mean streak, a left guard. He played tackle in college. They're going to put him at tackle, and that's going to be a tough task.
Yeah, when he played tackle in the NFL early on in the Saints' career, it did not go well.
At the same time, it's that type of move that you wanted to see Brad Holmes make where you go, okay, guy can play left guard, a little mean streak, another chance to solidify this offensive line. And what did he go for? A sixth in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that offensive linemen aren't dealt. They are. You just got to get creative. You may have to get aggressive. Yeah. You may have to be bold. And I think it's part of the context watching what Philly does, where they were offensively or they were aggressive in the offseason.
Yeah.
And they are aggressive at the trade deadline. And they do win and go to Super Bowls. And we don't. For all the love that we give Brad Holmes, and he's done a great job turning this around, he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet.
And what did we say going into the season? As a starting unit, we knew that there was going to be some bumps in the road, and we've seen that with two rookie guards. But you got to believe with Hank Fraley as their offensive line coach throughout the course of the season, you're going to have some of those bumps, some of those setbacks, but you're going to continue to improve. The issue was, what happens if one of those guys goes down?
Right.
Now, I like the fact that they've got Owosika in there. Like, okay, but now... What happens if Owosika gets hurt in the first quarter against Washington? Or what if Taylor Decker can't go? Like, there, your backs are against the wall, and you're basically hoping that no one gets hurt from here on out.
And you're hoping that Mahogany isn't season-ending, right? There's thought it could be late December, get him back for the
and
playoffs.
And Hutch is going to be back for the Super Bowl, right? This is how they handle the injury situation. And if he's back, great. If he's not, I don't think anybody really anticipates that he's going to be back by the end of the season.
Texters, Brad's version of cooking yesterday was making a PB&J. No, he didn't add anything. It was a pot of boiling water that just evaporated.
Oh, like Stoney making pancakes on a flat top or whatever it
was. No, because the Lions' house didn't burn down. Well, Stoney certainly...
There wasn't even any... There was no flame even.
Yeah. Played with fire there. This text says, it's not just Brad. It's the city of cowardly general managers. All four are afraid to give up anything to improve their team. The Wings have been stuck in mediocrity for a decade. Tigers are spinning their wheels in the mud. The Pistons, after making the playoffs, did nothing. This is just what our teams do.
Well, they're all at different places in their builds.
Okay, who's the furthest along?
So that's my point. Hold on. Just let me finish idea.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I need to come in. Heather, get in between.
They're all at different spaces and different places in their builds. The Lions are the furthest along. The Lions are the ones that played for, and okay, they outkicked their coverage a couple of years ago, got the NFC Championship game, but that's where you're at. And then you suffer a bunch of injuries last year. And what did Dan say after losing to San Francisco? We may never get back here. Well, you've got to fight to get back there. And part of that fight isn't Dan Campbell and the grit that he instills in this team. Part of it is being able to go out there and sustain some injuries and still be able to put out a good team. And if you sustain those injuries, there's a trade deadline for a reason. You go out and you add, and they didn't do that yesterday. Now you're left with an offensive line that is in shambles, that even at its best this year was not performing at a high level.
You got to win four straight playoff games with an offensive line, quote, in shambles against fronts like Philadelphia, the Rams, and the Packers.
My apologies.
I'm glad I let you finish the point. It's a good point. It's one that got echoed on the ticket text that Holmes, what he did was actually worse than Scott Harris. Harris knew he didn't have a World Series team. The Lions definitely had a Super Bowl caliber team.
And they can still win the Super Bowl. They can still get to the Super Bowl. It just is going to be a grind every single week. And we have been in a position right to this point with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. What's been the strength of this team? The offensive line. What makes Jared Goff good? The offensive line.
So, John, you're not necessarily saying yesterday was a fail because of it's difficult to trade for an offensive lineman. But
the offseason was a fail.
It was a fail that they put themselves in this position.
Right.
They took Ragnow and Decker, I think, for granted to a degree.
This train was coming.
And so,
they weren't ready.
When Frank retires, all right, okay, it's a blow to the offensive line. But you're not at that time in a position where you can't make a trade. Like, you don't have to wait to the trade deadline. You could have done that in the offseason and said, hey, okay, we didn't expect that Frank was going to retire. Now we're faced with this situation. And you can go out and do that. We talked about different guards that were available at the time, trades that they could make at that time, and they just failed to do it from then all the way up until yesterday.
Yeah, to me, the train's been coming since spring of 24. They had two drafts and two offseasons, and they just don't have enough up front. And that was the lifeblood of this football team. It's what powered them to an NFC title game. It's what gives them an elite offense. It's what allows Jared Goff to resurrect his career. It is the lifeblood of this football team. And through 2 years, two deadlines, two off seasons, they do not have enough up front.
They didn't invest enough.
Yeah.
They did. They invested with Ratledge and Mahogany, but those are second and sixth round picks. Yeah. You're trying to complement guys that were first round picks in Ragnow and Decker.
But, okay, it's also, I'm okay with going into the season with the second and a six-round pick as your guards. But what was behind them? And Oseka can step in and play. But what's behind Decker? They came into the season knowing Decker already had an injury.
You're right. He was injured coming out. He had that procedure before training camp. All right, clue number three for Name That Lion. Chance to win Lions tickets for the next home game against the New York Giants. Your third clue, I played football at Purdue. You've got three clues. Listen for your sounder. It'd be your cue to call in to Name That Lion. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner. Brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner. Brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
You've been listening all hour. Name that Lion. We do it on Wednesdays. Chance to win Lions tickets. Pair for their game against the New York Giants, their next home game, November 23rd. Plus, pair passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market from the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is backed by the Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat in an open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. Greg will let us know when we've got our winner.
He's working the phone lines hard. Let's see if he hangs up on the first guy. First caller, sorry.
Could be a woman.
Could be, yeah. That's why I said caller. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sexist, misogynist.
Gosh.
Unbelievable. We will get into Tom Brady cloning his dog at some point in the 8 o'clock hour because everybody's got opinions on it, and it's certainly odd. Would you do it? We'll get to that. Phone calls on the deadline and how you feel about Brad Holmes and how you feel about this football team. John, just to reset where we're at and then just we'll knock out as many calls as we can. You're disappointed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because the offensive line, and I know from my perspective, I'm biased. And so sometimes I try and look at it from a different perspective. But if you're looking at, and I used this example earlier, where Kansas City has been able to get to the Super Bowl. They've been able to win the Super Bowl. The ones that they've lost, specifically the one against Tampa, Patrick Mahomes was running for his life. But when he is running for his life, he can still make plays. He can actually run and escape pressure and do things. That's not Jared Goff's game. The Lions have to invest resources heavily in the offensive line. And I like Jared Goff as a quarterback. I think they can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff as a quarterback. But you have to understand the different skill sets that all of these quarterbacks have. Some need more protection than others. Jared Goff needs to be protected. He can't go through a season by being the most sacked in his career and think that that's going to lead to success. Here's the other thing. What happens when a quarterback gets hit repeatedly? His risk of injury goes way up. What happens to this team if Jared Goff is not the quarterback for any game?
They're done.
So that's where I look at it and go, and I go back more to the offseason of that's when they needed to address the offensive line. And I know they drafted Tate Ratledge. That was a good pick. I think he's going to be very good, but he's a rookie. And what do we know about Christian Mahogany? He came into being a Detroit Lion, hurt. When he got healthy, he played well. Now he's hurt again. What's your backup plan? Taylor Decker came into the season. Frank Ragnow didn't come to the season. You just went into the season with an offensive line that couldn't sustain injuries and couldn't have missed time by your best players. Now, Penei Sewell hasn't missed time, thankfully. Taylor Decker has. What has it been? It's been a Band-Aid with Manu, and that didn't go well against Cincinnati. You're able to win that game, but then Skipper goes in, and you struggle to run the football. That protects Jared Goff. It opens up the offense, and so it's a snowball effect.
It is. It's a multiplier. The offensive line problems multiply.
And you just hope that that multiplier doesn't go to your quarterback getting hit and getting hurt.
Especially knowing what his skills are and aren't.
And using offseason money instead of extending JMO. You know?
Well, and that goes to the question of, okay, if you're going to draft and put these resources into Isaac Tesla, then why are you extending JMO and then not using Isaac Tesla?
They could have been more proactive on the offensive line going back to the draft in 24 and last offseason.
Well, free agency too this winter. What did Ben Johnson do first?
Right. The first thing he did was try to rebuild their offensive line in Chicago. It's critically important as a play caller. I think it would also make John Morton look a lot better if this offensive line was more solidified and playing well. Everybody talks about Chef Brad. Like, they put a pot of water over the stove and watched it all evaporate. They didn't make a meal. They didn't do anything yesterday at the deadline. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because I think he let his guys down. We know how important the offensive line is. It's the lifeblood of this football team. And it's down right now. They needed to replenish. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Robert, you're next up.
Morning, guys. Love the show. I think Chef Brad's name should be changed to Scout Brad. And the reason I say that is, if you compare the resumes of Roseman and Brad Holmes, Brad Holmes has 16 years as a scout before he became the GM of Detroit. If Roseman, he worked in salary cap administration for 5 years. He was part of football administration. For another 3 years, he was part of pro player personnel before becoming a GM. I just don't think it's in Holmes' DNA right now to be a wheeler dealer. I think he would just rather build it through the draft. And for the most part, he's done a great job. Obviously, some misses. But I just don't think it's in his comfort zone or whatever you want to call it. And I think they screwed up. And I'll always contend this as well. I'd love to get your thoughts on that first point. But I have to believe that they just thought that Ragnow was going to stick it out for one more year. He got Ratledge. We're going to work him in at guard. We're going to groom him at center so sure. We can roll at 2026. Nobody.
That's kind of how it felt on draft day. Yes.
So, Robert, to your point, I will agree with you. I think he's a great scout. I think he's a great evaluator of talent. I mean, I don't know that there's been anybody in the last 4 years that's outdrafted Brad Holmes. And every individual in the job that they're doing is going to have things that they are experts in and things that they are not sufficient in. Brad Holmes is really good at the draft. Free agency, what would you think Brad Holmes is? Now, I like DJ Reed, mm-hmm. and I think that was a good ad. I originally liked Zeitler. I think mm-hmm. that was a good ad.
Same.
But this year, I don't know that they addressed the right positions with the right talent. And then when it comes down to making trades, I don't think that is where we would say Brad Holmes is an expert.
I do have a theory on the lines on player acquisition that I think that they prefer player acquisition when they can sit down with the player beforehand.
So the draft.
Yes. Getting some sense of like football character from them because they're big on that.
Culture fit.
Like culture fit, that sort of thing. So that's draft and that's free agency. And that's not when the team is, when a player's under contract with another team.
Yeah, again, league-wide, the deadline is the last place that you build your football team. It's primarily the draft. You accent with free agency and the deadline. I mean, we don't see fireworks very often at the trade deadline.
No, the trade deadline is break glass now.
But that's the thing. I think the Lions found themselves in a break glass now situation with this offensive line. I mean, to go out and win 4 straight playoff games against fierce fronts with this group, with this quarterback, with this offense that's so reliant on running the ball and setting up their quarterback in play action. Yeah, it felt like a break glass situation. And last year they had a break glass situation, and Holmes, to his credit, went out and got Za'Darius Smith for a day 3 pick. This year did not trade a day 3 pick to reinforce the offensive line. Was unwilling to take bold, aggressive risks. And when you put that side by side with Howie Roseman's done the thing we want Brad Holmes to do. Take a lesson from those who have done what you want to do. Yeah. You have to be more aggressive. You can double down on your principles. They've gotten you this far, but they haven't gotten you a Super Bowl. And they have led Howie Roseman to 3 Super Bowl appearances, 2 different Super Bowl wins, and he's done it with 2 different quarterbacks. So when he comes out, we'll play the audio in the next hour, and he comes out and talks about no regrets and being aggressive, how else are you left to feel as a Lions fan? It should boil your blood. And you love what Brad Holmes has done, but you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. It's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.